You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Samantha Brown, and you're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show.
Our guest, Patrice Rapley, writer, editor, Offbeat Travel, Travel Excursions, and a whole lot more, just back from the UK, and we were talking during the break.
Last segment, we talked with Patrice about the Gainsborough Hotel Spa. Oh, it sounds, I want to go, I want to pack up and get going right now. But another place that you went that I was jealous about, you got to go to Highclere. And I think a lot of our listeners know that Highclere Castle is where the TV series Downton Abbey took place.
Oh my God.
So how was that, Patrice?
Wonderful. Yes, one of the highlights of our trip.
I can see right now I'm not going to get a word in edgewise from now on with this interview. Yep. Go ahead.
Oh boy, it was fantastic. Now, this is where my husband drove, and he did all right. You know, it's not that hard. I mean, and there are shuttles, and there are lots of ways you can get to Highclere. But he elected to drive, which was good, and it was probably about an hour from Bath tops, but it was a drive out to Newbury, where Highclere Castle is. And did you guys know that the castle is home of the 8th Earl and Countess of Carnarvon and the seat of the Carnarvon family for over 300 years?
The castle. Yeah, I saw something on television once about that and how they so graciously let people tour through their home.
I'm sure they made a couple of bucks off of it.
You know, the castle that you see today, Kevin and Sue, was designed by Sir Charles Barry in 1842, and Barry was also the architect for the Houses of Parliament as well. And Lancelot Capability Brown designed the marvelous grounds that most of us are familiar with from watching Downton Abbey and other, you know, estates, and he miraculously transformed the way British gardens were designed in the 18th century to reflect sort of the natural landscape that defines the English countryside. You know, once we left our vehicle in the adjacent car park, I was so excited and practically ran to the queue that was forming for the next castle tour. And even though the TV series Downton Abbey has ended, Highclere is as popular as ever and almost always has a long line. So, word to the wise, try and purchase your online tickets as far in advance as possible, at least 6 months.
Wow.
In fact, I'm looking at the website right now, highclerecastle.co.uk, and it says, we have now sold out for the London Lodge stays in 2016.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's for the stays. But sometimes you can go there and get in, but I wouldn't chance it. I didn't. As I got my tickets, I wasn't able to get the afternoon tea there, although we did have tea. But as you pass through the gate, you see the expanse of the grounds, Kevin, and the massive cedars of Lebanon trees that frame the castle, you know, that is sort of that iconic opening shot of Downton Abbey. And at the front door, you have to stow your camera, as there's no photography allowed inside. But they have a great souvenir book for very inexpensive that shows the whole rooms and the tour. So once we were through the front doors and into the entrance hall, the Gothic columns and vaulting ceilings made us catch our breath. The hall is even more imposing and impressive in reality.
And that big stairway that was on the television.
Yeah.
That
gorgeous, yes. And, you know, the library where they're always in. The library, is with its striking columns and opulent masculine design, was another favorite room of ours, and we saw the elegant George III Carlton House writing desk used by Downton Abbey's Lord Grantham, and of course the gilded bookcases and those deep red settee sofas by the marble fireplace. And what you don't see on TV, and this is interesting for people who watch the show, for instance, if you watch the show, you'll notice that they focus on the actors and stuff. But everything in the castle is basically an antique. So, like, the couches are a wee bit faded. So when you go, you may see a few faded and sort of worn things. But naturally, these things are quite old. So watch the show the next time and see if you can see, it doesn't really show close-ups of some of the furniture. But it is a stunning and splendid castle.
I understand that there's an Egyptian exhibit also in the basement. Did you get to visit that?
Yes, we did. And that was absolutely fantastic as well. And you have to buy that on with your ticket as well. But you have the choice to add it on, as I say, and especially if you're into Egyptian artifacts. The fifth Earl of Carnarvon and his colleague Howard Carter discovered the tomb of Tutankhamun in 1922. There are exact replicas of the sarcophagus and King Tutankhamun's mummy, as well as numerous artifacts found at the dig, and there's also authentic Egyptian artifacts the Earl found on display as well for the in the exhibition. So it is fascinating all by itself.
Did you get to meet the owners?
I did not, no. The Countess and Lord were out, I'm sure, on a state business, as it was the middle of the week. And it really is. I mean, for a place that enormous and that much going on, I don't envy the job they must have every day of just trying to run an estate. It must be just overwhelming. But we did have the chance, and I didn't get afternoon tea, but we did have the chance to have a cream tea and lunch in the little cafe that is just past the Egyptian exhibit. And if you want afternoon tea, I really suggest to people that you buy your ticket, again, with your main ticket well in advance, because it's very popular. If not, you can eat in the little cafe, and they have some lovely little meat pies, teas, scones, cream, but it's quite crowded again, so make sure that you be prepared for that.
And hold your little pinky out while
of
you drink
course.
The tea. I do want to say something that Patrice mentioned, though, buying your tickets ahead of time. And you can do that not only in the UK, but for the museums in Italy and so on like that. It's a very good idea so that you don't end up standing in lines for, two or three hours.
Oh, it is.
That's true.
And sometimes you may not be able to get into, like, for instance, Highclere unless you pre-buy the tickets, because they sell out so quickly. But it is so mm-hmm. worth it. And Kevin Sue, it really feels like when you go there. I mean, the history of the Carnarvons themselves and the castle and the grounds, capability ground, it's fascinating in and of itself. But if you're a fan of the show, it's sort of like you become a little piece of that history, television.
Let's get that website, too, for Highclere.
That is www.highclerecastle.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Patrice. Where are you off to next?
I am going to a resort, and I'm going to ruin the name, but it's on the border of Canada and Washington, and it's Simi-Emu Resort.
Okay, we'll talk to you when you get back. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
This is the Travel Planners Radio Show, coming to you live on the Gab Radio Network.